We're continuing our Dream Team interview series, talking to a member of the South Iron Panthers girls basketball team, Michaela Ayers, a junior this year, making the Dream Team. And, you know, Michaela, first of all, congratulations on making it this year. How did you react when you first found out?
I was definitely really excited when I first found out. It was one of my goals for this year, and I was really glad to accomplish it.
Yeah, and this season it certainly was an impressive year for you, you know, leading your team in scoring and really being that facilitator at the point guard position. In your junior season, did you experience, you know, a little bit of growth in your game, do you think?
Yes, I personally do think I saw that growth in myself, definitely as a leader and just kind of understanding the game a little bit more. There was definitely some parts I had to step up, and I knew I had to at the very beginning of the year. And I just felt like I did good at that, and I just look forward to growing it even more.
Yeah, just to run the folks through some of the numbers that you put up this year, 17 points a game, 6 rebounds, 3.5 assists, 3.5 steals, shooting 48% from the field, you know, all conference, all district, and you add all state to it this year. You know, I'm sure it was even more special to kind of get that recognition on a statewide level. Did you feel that also?
That was definitely one of my big accomplishments this year too. And when I found out about that one, I was really glad. And just seeing it and being able to accomplish it, I was just really pleased with it.
You know, on a team perspective, you know, this year you put together another district championship winning season. You go back to the state tournament. It eventually ends in the quarterfinal round. But this year, what about the 2018-19 season will stick out to you in your mind as you look back on it?
Definitely being able to play Walnut Grove into that game. That was probably one of the most greatest games I've played. Played with my team, it was definitely something I'll never forget. Playing Central as a championship game, we definitely hit the goals we wanted to at the beginning of the year. We hit them, and I felt like we accomplished things the way we wanted to. I mean, I know that the game didn't really go the way we wanted with Walnut Grove, but for them to win state, we're really proud of the way it turned out.
Yeah, it certainly was an impressive season either way. And, you know, looking at, you know, maybe the future as you, you know, turn the page maybe to your senior year, some of those goals, you know, reaching those points, do you want to try and take another step both individually and on a team perspective?
Oh, yes, definitely. Individually, I'm really working on my game to be a better leader, to really see the game even deeper into understanding. And as a team, I really feel like we're stepping it up and working hard. It was really devastating to lose to Walnut Grove when they won the state championship, so I really feel like that is our motivation when we know we could have been in a state championship game. And seeing all that, we're really looking forward to working really hard as a team and just getting things done and hoping to accomplish more.
So now that your junior season's over, maybe it's a little too early to think about it, or maybe not. Are you thinking about continuing your basketball career into the college level after you finish high school?
Yes, I'm definitely thinking about furthering into playing college basketball. Basketball is something I love to do, and I really don't want to end it my senior year, and I'd love to continue it.
Yeah, for sure. Is there anybody that you want to thank or shout out that's really influenced you over this journey and helped you get to this point?
I would really want to thank my father for everything he's done and everything that he's worked on me with. He's been there every step of the way. And I really want to thank Coach Graves for everything. He's really been there through everything. Definitely my coaches, definitely my teammates. I wouldn't be where I am without them today.
Michaela, congratulations once again on making the Dream Team, and thanks for taking the time today.
Thank you so much.
Michaela Ayers of the South Iron Panthers girls basketball team, making the Dream Team as a junior this year, joining us today on Regional Radio.